At the Beltwide Cotton Conferences, I'm visiting with Jerome Kovar with Nufarm. And first of all, Jerome, tell me what you do for the company.
Okay, my role in the company as marketing manager is to develop product and portfolio concepts for the agro crop market, obviously, which would include corn, cotton, soybeans, and wheat.
Well, from a media standpoint, we have sure seen the name Nufarm more and more here in the recent couple years. It sounds like the company's really in a growth mode, and I guess when it comes to cotton, that is the case.
Yes, very, very true. And we are greatly expanding our cotton portfolio. We are very committed to the cotton industry, and we really have a very broad crop protection portfolio, which encompasses herbicides, insecticides, and harvest aids.
So at this conference, you've already had a chance to get up in front of the consultants here at the consultants conference, because we do call this conferences, plural, because there are quite a few of them, actually. And Nufarm is a sponsor for this particular track, if you will. What is it that you really want these folks to know? A lot of consultants here.
Yes, and I think the main goal was to get some brand name awareness. We do have three new products that we're launching next year, two herbicides, one harvest aids. And as you know, there's quite a proliferation of products on the market and new products. So I think, you know, having a very devoted cotton audience here and the consultants, that really helps, because quite honestly, you're not sure how often your message does get down to that consultant.
Well, as the coordinator I interviewed here said earlier this morning, as this Beltwide, as we call it, has evolved, farmers are really relying more on their advisors, including their consultants. So their role becomes kind of more important in a way as we've seen technology change.
Yes, absolutely. And obviously the primary driver behind that need is weed resistance and really developing an excellent integrated weed management program, but it involves around the seed selection and herbicide tolerance, insecticide tolerance, and the fertility and insecticidal management as well.
Well, when you look at the southern U.S., boy, weed resistance is a big issue. We just got all kinds of bugs, let's put it this way, down the south. When it comes to the products coming in the new year, as you're saying, can you tell me what any more specifics in terms of how that's going to address some of those issues?
Okay, the first two that we are launching are herbicides, Cheetah Max, and they're glufosinate ammonium based, which is a non-selective, and really it's the only non-selective alternative to Roundup. And also you do get the introgression of glufosinate tolerant crops in corn, cotton, and soybeans. So it is an excellent weed management tool because it has its own unique mode of action, or it's in its own group, group 10. And so it does bring in some excellent, and it's an excellent weed management tool for those growers that have facing the weed resistance problem.
So when are we talking about then?
Yes, okay. The 2 Cheetah is glufosinate ammonium, 2.34 pounds of AI per gallon. So that is the equivalent AI load that is in Liberty or Ignite, which a lot of growers certainly know. So now they do have another glufosinate option here in the market. We actually launched in the tree, nut, and vine market last year. However, this year we will be labeled now for over-the-top use in LibertyLink crops with Cheetah.
Now, you mentioned another product or product area. You've got some new stuff coming.
Yes, and we're really building upon a glufosinate strategy that is different than other competitors and companies, and that is we plan to bring in the market numerous glufosinate mixtures that also includes or contains a selective residual herbicide. We feel that will help encourage the adoption of good integrated weed management practices by the grower, but also help ensure the stewardship of glufosinate.
And as we look at how much agriculture has really kind of been getting talked about, social media is helping make this happen, everybody's concerned about the environment. Describe how these kinds of products that Nufarm's bringing to the market, are they kind of addressing some concerns people have about how we're taking better care of the environment today.
Yes, definitely. And with the Cheetah Max in particular, the benefit there is you have two modes of action, but you have one that will take care of the existing weed population, but also will help provide residual activity. By having that residual activity, you hope to reduce that sequential application. And then if you totally eradicate, then you may also minimize that a late application as well. So obviously reducing that environmental load, the total pesticide load on that acre, you can certainly accomplish that by highly efficacious products.
I know there is some discussion here in the area of what we call precision agriculture, and that includes certainly weed control applications and things like that. Do you work with some of the OEMs, for example, when you've got new products like this in terms of how that then fits into, say, how they're mixing in their tank, for example?
That is actually a key action item for us as we move forward. And so we're looking at a whole multitude of application technology that we can utilize with our products, even harvest aids. I think there's definitely a need there, perhaps with some precision technology that we could work with. And so that's an emerging opportunity for us, most definitely.
Yeah, I've talked to a couple people here about this area, and it sounds like from the folks I've talked to that when it comes to precision, there's probably a lot of room for growth in this cotton segment, if you will, where we've seen some significant advances in some other row crop areas. Anything else about what New Farm is doing in, you know, since you're kind of head of the marketing area, to really brand that name out there? I mean, we hope we're doing our little part to help make that happen, but how has that effort been going? Because I know that, just what, 10, 12 years ago, not a lot of people probably knew a whole lot about New Farm.
You're absolutely correct. And really, if you look at where the marketplace is today, New Farm, as I said, is very committed. We take a look at some of the big six that have divested their harvest aids and have really migrated away from their efforts outside of the seed and maybe some crop protection. But we continually bring new products into the market, and there's some rough patches. You know, the ebbs and flows of the cotton acreage really creates some inventory and capital issues within our organization, but we're continually investing. We're investing a lot more in marketing communications and in product and R&D research. We're doing a lot more with a lot of the extension there in the Mid-South, Southeast, and so we've ramped up that. And then in addition, we're looking at also from the standpoint of programming, offering John Deere Finance, those type of things will really help that cotton producer until after he sells his crop, then he can go ahead and make his crop protection payments. So those are some of the additional investments that we're certainly making to put our best foot forward here within the cotton business.
We all wish we could predict the future, but what's your outlook for 2015 for this cotton area? Feeling pretty optimistic right now?
Right now, we're forecasting right around 9.5 to 10 million acres, and that's really what I plugged in when we start evaluating, you know, what our volume projections are. And I think that's certainly a solid number. And, you know, you need a sustainable level of cotton production because obviously we'll lose our infrastructure, and that's a huge concern too. I think that's something that should be addressed too. And I know it's certainly at the forefront of a lot of people's minds in that regard. So I think that's the big thing that we're going to continually be here. And we know, like I said, yeah, they're going through some difficult times with commodity prices. So we're going to try to find ways by lowering their cost of inputs. You know, obviously we're a generic company, but we're lean and mean. And so, you know, that's our approach, is to really try and help the farmer provide a good, sustainable, profitable cotton operation.
Great. Thank you, Jerome, for taking time to visit with me here in San Antonio. And I want to thank New Farm for being the sponsor of our coverage of this year's Beltwide Cotton Conferences. So from San Antonio, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.